It's not fair. Why did Grandpa have to die? I prayed to God to make him better again. Why did God say no?
God knows what's best for us, and sometimes his best answer is no. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Sometimes, even when you pray really hard for something, God still answers your prayer by saying no. That doesn't mean your prayers are wasted, though, because you can still trust that God knows what's best for you, even if it doesn't make sense. In Isaiah 55, God said this, "As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways." Well, that's exactly what our story is all about today. It's entitled, When God Says No. Gunner ran to the garage when he heard his parents drive in. "Is Grandpa okay?" he asked anxiously as they got out of the car. Dad put his hand on Gunner's shoulder. "Your grandfather isn't suffering anymore," he said quietly. "He died this afternoon. He's in heaven now." Gunner swallowed hard, forcing back tears that choked his throat. He walked away while Dad was still talking. In his room, Gunner thought about all the things he and Grandpa had planned to do. "It's not fair," he muttered. He looked up as Dad came in. "I don't get it," Gunner said. "I prayed all day for Grandpa. God can do anything, can't he? So why didn't he heal Grandpa?" "Sometimes God's answer to what we ask is no," Dad said gently. "I don't know why he didn't heal Grandpa, but I know Jesus promises to be with us in our pain and sadness. Grandpa is in heaven with him now, and someday we'll see him again." Gunner turned away. He wasn't ready to give up his grandfather. "But I wanted Grandpa to stay here with us." Dad sat down beside him. "When you ask Mom and me for something we don't think is good for you, we tell you no. You don't like it when we say no. You might be upset about it, maybe even angry sometimes, but you know we love you and want what's best for you, right?" Gunner nodded. "We talk about what's happening and how all of us feel, and we go on loving each other," continued Dad. "We're a family, even though we disagree. Well, that's how it is with God, too. When we don't get what we ask him for, we're unhappy and sometimes get angry with him. It's okay to tell him how we feel, but we need to remember that God loves us so much he sent his son to die for us. He wants what's best for us and for Grandpa." "But I'm going to miss Grandpa so much," Gunner said, resting his face against his dad's shoulder. "Me too," Dad said. "We can cry together." Gunner slipped his arm around his dad and hung on tight. "But let's thank Jesus that Grandpa is with him now," said Dad. "And let's trust him even though we're hurting." So how about you? Has someone you love died? Is someone sick? Tell Jesus about your hurts and fears. You may not always understand why he allows certain things to happen, but he will always be there with you and help you through times of pain and sorrow. Remember that he is good and that he loves and cares for you, even when you don't understand. Our key verse is Isaiah 55:9.
"As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways."
And our key thought for today, trust Jesus when you're hurting. It can be really hard to have your devotion time with God, especially in the summer when life gets really busy. But this year, commit to building your relationship with God all summer long by signing up for Word with Zach. When you do, you'll be challenged to read the Keys for Kids devotional every day to keep learning about Jesus, even when school is out. When you join Word with Zach, you're receiving something truly priceless, hiding God's Word in your heart. Sign up with your mom and dad right now at wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.